RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Tomorrow, probably around 12:30, we hope to have Zelina Zito. She wrote the original book, The Great Revolt. Remember, she's the one that said, take Trump seriously, not literally, which was a distinction I think it's very accurate. She has a new book out. She was there in Butler, ready to interview the president, and I think the shooting was just a year ago. The anniversary, I forget which day, and he called her repeatedly to talk to her, even after recovery, after being shot in the ear that day and the next day. And her insight on Trump through that in a new book is something important. All right. Also yesterday, so we talked about President Trump today, and I'm glad to see several people called in who are Trump supporters and said, no, you can't be saying this. Facing down a reporter, I'm going to play it for you here in a second, and then I'm going to play you Netanyahu last night, and one of the biggest upsides of President Trump, and I think, arguably, this will be his greatest legacy. I know there's a lot of things out there. This changeover in a unique way you wouldn't expect from Trump, but I think it's the biggest thing in a second. That's very positive. Here is the today, Pam Bondi and President Trump at the cabinet meeting. And somebody brought up the question of, well, what about the Epstein matter as this royals out there now saying nothing to see there? Here's how it went.
Sure. Your memo and release yesterday on Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for an American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who was Miami U.S. attorney, Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape?
Could I just interrupt for one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
All right, I thought a good answer. The president's not good. Now, here is with Benjamin Netanyahu, and the point I was making, Dom Giordano's show, about something that's so unusual about Trump, and what I think is arguably, finally, the biggest legacy, the biggest change. Here's Netanyahu last night at the dinner, suddenly presenting Trump with a letter.
The president has already realized great opportunities. He forged the Abraham Accords. He's forging peace as we speak in one country and one region after the other. So I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well-deserved, and you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know. Well, thank you very much. Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful. Thank you very much, Bibi.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, I would say Netanyahu giving that letter is a great gesture. And the element of President Trump, let's face it, when he ran the first time, no unending wars. That turnover from what was mainly the Republican and Democrat position to this mode where he's used bombing, particularly recently with Iran, and not he's used American power, technology, things of that nature, and he believes in all the powers that we have without. And we talked about it at that point. He followed through on what his pattern is. We did not get involved in an unending boots on the ground or anything remotely like that. That's where we are, okay? But the answer today on Epstein is really lacking. Bondi did a good job of going through certain aspects of it. Not going to go away easily. It's not, as Tucker Carlson said, oh, this is going to foment revolution and all that. No. There's so many other things there. That's true. But people do want answers on this, and they're not getting them. They were teased up. We would get answers. People ran on that. Cash Patel, Bongino, both were on top of this. Bongino in the role as talk radio host, Patel as sort of an official, etc. Now, I mention also, this new book out, when was the moment when things really crystallized for Trump? And what they conclude, I think it's a Wall Street Journal, Washington Post guy, new book out on the campaign, what happened with President Trump and Harris the day afterward, all that stuff. But they all come to the conclusion, and I share it, and have to go back and look at the polling. The thing that motivated Trump even more, I thought he was always going to run, but maybe, maybe not. The lawfare, when they raided his Mar-a-Lago, that's it. That crystallized. And I think, given in the minds of people, look, this is a technical thing going on here with this guy who runs the archives, you know, and we're sending in armed forces and they're going into Melania's rooms and Barron's, etc. American people don't like stuff like that. Overkill. Not quite Mark Halk, you know, going to his house, pointing guns at seven kids with him. But that kind of thing. I think that case more than anything, and what happened there, if you remember that part during the campaign, all three of the authors of this think, behind the scenes people think, that's what crystallized it and gave him something to run on, not just the broad lawfare, but exactly how egregious, how far this went. And I agree. I mean, there's a lot of moments there. I don't know if they address in the book and with Selena Zito on tomorrow. I'm in a camp that says after he was shot, for whatever reason, first of all, media coverage, conspiracy stuff, God knows what. And I'm trying to, well, what intervened there during that too, after it was Biden taking the air out by what happened in the debate and tagging in Harris. I mean, I had people call. We were in Gettysburg, as you know. Luke loves Gettysburg. Ro and I went. We loved it. We had a great tour guide. I recommend it to people. We had a little difficulty getting in and out of the bed and breakfast with the combination lock and all. It was a little tricky. But what happened there did not propel him to the presidency. It didn't have legs. People were already going to vote for him. It went away because of other events, media bias, whatever. So Selena Zito on tomorrow wrote the book about this, the one-year anniversary, having it out. Exclusive interview with the president right after being shot. Why did that not? People calling me, it's a sure thing. He's going to be elected president. Remember the backstory, we had Don Jr. coming at that point. And he couldn't make it at a certain date. Then we did it in September in Collingswood. So, yeah, I thought when you're shot and survive, particularly that iconic photo, what Trump did there, that would reverberate. Now, there's something we still haven't gotten to the bottom of. I always blame incompetency. That's how that clown was able to be on that roof. And I stick by it rather than conspiracy. I mean, look at the FBI. We learned that from all the tests. What idiots were involved with this. Just idiotic, the nonsense they did there. And but for the grace of God in turning his head, a near miss is fatal. So you would think after that, that would be pretty tough to beat. But the Biden blow up and then the tag in appeared to give them, I thought at that point, this is going to be very close. Even heading into election night, all those swing states did not seem to be where we were headed. All right, we'll take your calls on the side question and everything else coming up. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Binghamton Rumble Ponies at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, Saturday, July 26th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
Yeah.
What do you have?
All right, Dom. So today, the side question, we're asking for something you'd like to see they get the bottom of.
Yes.
Something that we did get to the bottom of, I'd say, geez, about 7 years ago, was the whereabouts of a singer who hit it big in the 90s and then kind of disappeared out of the public spotlight. So this person was a struggling musician in the late 80s, early 90s. Was driving a cab around New York City when
Jimmy Fallon
suddenly they got the opportunity to pick up a movie director. So it was like, oh my gosh, this is my chance to maybe get one of my songs into a movie. So played him a demo of one of this person's tracks. He loved it. He sat on it for a few years and then put it into a very pivotal scene in a very, very, very successful and famous movie. So I'm going to play this song from that movie today, which I'm sure a lot of people in the crowd will know. I want to know the little-known artist who sings this song. I want to know their name, and because they are the ones that they had to be tracked down. This movie came out in theaters. And shortly after, this person disappeared for almost 20 years. So,
Henry, before you do, so they're carrying around the tape with them. I admire that.
Well, it's the 80s, 90s. You got to have that, in your front seat or something.
If I had a Hollywood producer there, they're not getting out alive. We're going to take the long way here until we get there.
And this person shot their shot.
Yes.
Made it into this movie and is one of the most iconic scenes from the movie because of the song.
Okay.
So, yeah, I want to know the artist singing this song. Yeah, I don't want to give too much of it away, because if you know the movie, you definitely know the song, and if you know the song, you know who this is. So, yeah, give me this musical artist that disappeared for a while.
855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do, just push #1210. We'll get a winner coming up. And all this trash strike, there's something in there that I agree with the union about that Sherelle Parker will not go for. It's not money. Something else that I think they ought to get. Straight ahead, Talk Radio 1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Every month, we shine a spotlight on one outstanding local veteran in partnership with the Travis Mannion Foundation. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT's Veteran Spotlight. Hey, it's Nick Cale here, and on Wednesday, July 9th, we will be honoring U.S. Army veteran Chris Hoover for his service and commitment to the veteran community. The Veteran Spotlight is presented by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. Be here this Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Jeff, looks like your business is really booming, even in a tough time for businesses like ours.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, thanks to LendSeek, our business was able to take care of some outstanding bills and taxes and to purchase inventory and expand our product lines.
Wow. You know, my business needs working capital, but only from a reputable company that I can trust and count on. How does LendSeek work?
Fast and easy. Just apply at LendSeek.com. Their AI lending platform gave my business access to over 100 funding programs with one simple application. And it costs nothing to apply.
At LendSeek.com, you can receive business funding with no collateral, no prepayment penalties, and no restrictions on how you use the funds. Whatever your funding needs are, seek no more. Our AI lending marketplace has you covered. If you've been in business at least 1 year with annual revenue of at least $250,000, you could get the funding your business needs in as little as 24 hours. There's no obligation, so apply today at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
Your official home of Penn State football and basketball is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Every Nittany Lions game, every play, all season on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
For more expert appliance shopping advice, here's National Appliance Warehouse's own appliance guru.
Hello. At National Appliance Warehouse, we leverage our billions in buying power to pass on dramatic savings to our customers. As a result, our massive showroom and warehouse are fully stocked with appliances at pre-tariff prices. Right now is the perfect time to insulate yourself from future uncertainty by taking advantage of our 4th of July mega sale. Enjoy deep discounts on all appliances. As always, Price Assure guarantees the National Appliance Warehouse price is the best price. And there's no uncertainty about our service. It's unequivocally the best in the industry. Industry, rivaling that of a small independent. And of course, we do it all, including delivery and installation.
The incredible 4th of July mega sale is extended at National Appliance Warehouse. Upgrade your laundry for less with LG. Get a top load washer and large capacity dryer from LG, regularly $7.49 each for only $498.88 each. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington today.
Jim Cipriotti at Retire Ready Financial Group doesn't need Google to know you're worried about retirement. Between inflation, rising taxes, and the uncertainty about Social Security, he understands. That's why he offers a complimentary retirement second opinion. It's a no-obligation meeting for you to talk about your concerns about retirement. You want to know if you're going to be okay? Let's find out. 610-894-7415 or go online, retirereadyfg.com.
Insurance and annuities offered through James V. Cipriotti, NPN number 208-3768.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you've been injured in a car accident, call America's largest injury law firm. For over 35 years, my mission has been to deliver more for our clients, to deliver more for you. Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Now you can listen to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the iHeartRadio app.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right. Who is this cab driver when they disappeared from the public spotlight then came back singing this song? Let's go to Kevin in Bucks, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kevin, who's singing?
I'm a little torn here. I think it's either Lazarus, Q Lazarus, I think.
Wow.
All right.
I'm glad you put that together.
Yeah, that was at the most. It was like we were on with Pat Sajak or something. By the way, I still say Pat Sajak. Don't like the other guy. I know that's unusual.
Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest, another feud, Ro and I go back and forth. Bring back Pat Sajak. Yeah. I like his snarly sort of stuff.
I think he's happier in retirement. But Q Lazarus. Okay. That is the musical artist. It's a cab driver in the 80s, 90s. Jonathan Demme, the director of The Silence of the Lambs, got into her cab. She pitched him this demo. He said, I love this. I'm going to use it in something.
Yeah.
It was another few years later when he used it in the mirror scene in The Silence of the Lambs, where Buffalo Bill looks into the mirror and asks some questions. Anywho, after that, the band that she had gotten kicked out of previously took her back. And then after that, after a few more years, she kind of just disappeared. She was speculated to be dead until someone realized that she was their bus driver in New York City, working for the MTA back in 2018. Unfortunately, Q Lazarus passed in 2022.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
By the way, backing up The Silence of the Lambs, Lou Gall, who used to do movies with us, I think the first time I had him on, this is way back, may have been at the other radio station, and somebody calls in with a first date with a woman he goes to see, Silence of the Lambs. Oh, my God. What kind of woman is not thinking, that's it, buddy. It's a maniac. Get out of here. Let's go see Silence of the Lambs. Yeah.
He's talking.
You got to think, hey, about a rom-com of some sort, not Silence. Oh, it's a rom-com.
Would you do me?
Yeah, like, there you go.
He's asking that in the parking lot.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. All right. That's a winner. You'll have to see the Reading Phillies. We'll have more tomorrow. A couple of other things. This DC 33, who knew? A judge has ordered some Philadelphia airport staffers back to work as strike continues. Apparently, they were straining the system that there is a 911 equivalent for the Philadelphia airport premises. It responded to 2,539 emergency calls last year, and these people not being on the job and forcing others in 12-hour shifts was causing a big problem. Fatigue is building up, making the response less efficient. Emergency situations, every second counts. How vast is this DC 33? They're also paying people to keep the water safe. Henry, should I play the guy? Yes, I think I should. A lot of money to keep the water safe. Here is the managing director a few days back assuring us, though. And he keeps telling us, this is cut one, youtube.com/1210WPHT. The water is indeed safe.
And I want to reiterate, we want DC 33 to come back and accept this fair and fiscally responsible offer. And I am so proud of the workers across our city government who have stepped up since midnight this morning and done everything they can to keep our critical services operating. And they have. Our 911 calls have been answered. We've had police and fire units, our firefighters, our paramedics, our police officers responding to incidents continually without missing a beat. The water is safe to drink. Last night, even before midnight, we had other members of our dedicated City of Philadelphia workforce locked into their work locations and ready to deliver all of these essential services. We had crossing guards, as advertised this morning, on the street to protect our children. We had rec centers, crossing guards with clearances, substitute crossing guards with the appropriate clearances in place to protect our children. We had rec centers and pools open as advertised today. And let me reiterate, the water is safe to drink. These people are working hard around the clock, 24/7, 365, until their brothers and sisters from DC 33 come back to work. And they will continue to do that for as long as it takes to get the job done. What we cannot have, are acts of sabotage, obstruction, or worse, destruction of our city facilities, acts against our residents, businesses, and visitors, and our other dedicated employees who are filling in these roles. We need your help. We need our entire city's help together to get through this until our valued DC 33 colleagues come back to work.
All right. In this airport with the 911 operators, the attorney for the union told the judge, well, strikes are meant to cause disruptions and impose a hardship on employers. Whoa, buddy. We're dealing with 911, though. Really? You want to continue to go down there? One thing I agree with them on, that they're negotiating on, it's not just the salary increase, and we talked about that. It's residency. They don't want to be made to have to live in the city of Philadelphia. And I couldn't support them more. They're making the case, if you really believe how difficult it is to pick up trash, for example, right? And I think it is, without a doubt. Police and fire have much better regulations about not living in the city of Philadelphia. The mayor doesn't see it that way. A bad sign for Sherelle Parker. In what universe do you think it's appropriate to make people have to live in Philadelphia? Let my people go. If they don't want to live in Philadelphia, they should have that choice. They shouldn't be made to live here. And the trash workers certainly are way behind where police and fire are. when it comes to that right to live where they want. Let's see how this plays out. Will she really have to capitulate on it? It's not wages. It's just that simple. All right, let's go to David. Lexington, South Carolina, which is a big net importer of people wanting to move there. Hey, David, what's the biggest, when I think of South Carolina, of course, southern mm-hmm. hospitality and all that, but I think of a very temperate, reasonable weather pattern all year long. What's the biggest attraction, South Carolina?
I would say I hear most from people out there, when they come here, they think of lower property values or, you know, cost to live here, lower cost of living. There is a lot of golfing. You have the beaches, you have the mountains, all kinds of good stuff. And I will say this, we do have a lot of people moving here. We are slap full, but if you bring me some pizza and some cheesesteaks, I can work you in.
Beautifully put. There's a new state. Yeah, it's one of the biggest net importers versus Jersey, which is the biggest loser, says Dean Van Lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely growing. I mean, we got a 600 home neighborhood going by mine right now. So a lot of people moving here. A lot of people moving here.
What's your answer on the side, David? What do you have today?
I would really like to know what happened with Hitler, where he died, how he died, when he died, all that stuff. I don't think we truly know.
Ah, you don't believe all the bunker, all the evidence and all that, huh?
No, I don't believe it. I think there's something out there. I think he lived well beyond what they say he lived. I just really curious, you know, what happened with him. It may be nothing, but I'm just kind of curious about it.
All right. Thank you, David. Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. I feel privileged picking up after Dave from South Carolina. He's a good man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I go right along with exactly what Robert of Ben Salem said. The date asked us to the dance. We went through the dance, and she never gave us a kiss goodnight. There's a lot of things that they could have tied this up with, and they're basically, you know, Trump and everyone is asking us to, you know, not see what we really need to continue to see. What about the flight logs, you know? Put a period at the end of the sentence. Show us why we don't need to see what we don't need to see. It's getting, it's disrespectful.
I would agree with you. And look, I think the reporter, you can always make the argument, well, kids died. There's always going to be, I'm not dismissing it. And it's getting fair coverage, I think. It's all over the place. But the Epstein thing, to your point, has been ginned up all these years. Patel and Bongino were two of the biggest, Bongino and talk radio. So, yeah, oh, we want finality with this.
Tom, they had something for us, and they let us down that pit. You know, and there were young girls that were abused. You can't end this. We cannot end this. So, you know, it's just...
I might add, one of them apparently committed suicide recently.
Yeah, yeah. It deserves pursuit. It definitely does. You know, just from the standpoint of a parent, for God's sake. My side answer, and you have to understand, we had some great debates at my dining room table. My dad would always initiate them, whether he was taking the pro side or the con side. And the big thing was, you know, how did God begin? If, you know, how did God have a beginning if he ever was? And then when you get older, and I got into the sciences, you know, the science field, how did the Big Bang theory, how did the Big Bang ever created if something could come out of nothing? It just didn't make sense to me.
All right. Good one, Joe. That's pretty existential. You don't get more basic than that. Very good. All right. 855-839-1210. Get on board with yours. Coming up, a new Superman movie. You got to see this guy on YouTube. I'm fascinated by who, this guy is a big-time director, what he says the new Superman movie is about. And if you don't like it, tough. Will this do worse than what was the most recent Disney? Was it Snow White? One of them was a bomb. I think it was Snow White. I would say this is going to fail bigger. And I'm intrigued by this guy's hairstyle. You got to take a look at it on YouTube. I don't know how you even get your hair like this. This director, Sean something, taking over the new Superman movie. And the word immigrant is involved with Superman. curious? That's next, and your calls on Talk Radio 12.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tab. All right, Dom time. Let's get an answer on the side question. Something, Leslie Fisher-Pine, it would be in my top two or three. Something you want to get to the bottom of. The New Jersey drones. What exactly was that? You remember all that. Did they fully go away? The answers that were out there, that was one of the wilder periods. And I think she's right. I don't think we fully have ever locked that down. All right, the new Superman movie, director Sean Gunn says his film is about an immigrant, you know where this is going, that came from other places and the kindness that we have lost in America. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. Here's what the director says.
It is exactly what the movie is about, I think, that like we support our people. You know, we love our immigrants. We love, yes, Superman is an immigrant. And yes, the people that we support in this country are immigrants. And if you don't like that, then you're not American. People.
All right, then. Boy, I want to go and see that movie. Can we get an early booking? Let's all go over and see that. God, so you're not American. And of course, this dope. Oh, buddy, yeah, we're talking about immigrants here. Did you leave out a word? Of course, the word illegal. Well, we're not putting that in. It's immigrants. They're all immigrants. That's the same thing. What a slur to people that did it the right way. We still honor legal immigration. Superman, I guess, could have come through Ellis Island and we would see his capabilities and he'd be a legal immigrant. Or I could just knock over the wall or whatever we set up to get into the country, I guess. Can you imagine Superman, that they give this guy, hey, we have to recharge the superhero genre, which has got, I'm in the camp of directors who say, we've gone far enough with this. You know, these are not, what did, The Goodfellas director, what did he call them? He had a name for them. It's gone too far. You know, be creative. Come up with some more ideas other than reworking Superman as a immigrant.
Well,
it's
funny he's speaking on this, too, because he's not even the director. His brother is.
All right. Is it James Gunn?
James Gunn is the director. This was
okay.
Sean.
Right. Okay.
Who you might know from like Gilmore Girls or something.
And what is his role in this?
I have no idea.
He's in the movie.
He's in the movie.
Okay, he's in the movie.
Right.
He is an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. I think he does a lot of comedy stuff, but he's not the director. He's in the movie.
He's Kirk in Gilmore Girls.
Ah.
Woohoo.
Is that where the hair comes from?
Honestly, I mean, if you think his hair is wild, you see James's.
Yeah. Okay.
James.
It's Snow White and even more spiked up. And he's got the beard going.
Okay. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony, see what he has today on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl.
Hey, Dom. You want to talk about Epstein some more?
Go right ahead.
It's just a big can of worms. It's just so much going on with it. It's a lot more complicated than people make it out to be. There are two things that I want to bring up. First off is there's a trope in movies where you go and you look into something that's supposed to be innocuous, you open it up, and it's far worse than you think it is, and you just turn around and walk away. Perfect example, if anybody ever saw the movie Nobody, I just saw that last month with Bob Odenkirk, where he's just, you know, a nobody, and they go and they open up his file, and they find out he's this, you know, horrible, horrific person, killer, and they just turn around and just say, I'm not involved in this, I just want to walk away anymore. And I think that's what part of this is, where they just figured, oh, it's just a bunch of people that are, you know, molesting children. And they go and they open up the file and they see how horrible some of this stuff is. And it's just to the point where we can't even just bring this to the public. It is just so bad, we can't bring it to the public. And there's also the fact that you're dealing with evidence that's illegal and can't be presented to the public. If you remember the Hunter Biden laptop, where they were going to, you know, lock up Rudy Giuliani if he released the Hunter Biden laptop because of the child porno on it. And they had to remove all of that material.
Let me stop you here. All right. How is it that Maxwell is in prison for 20 years then? If there's no clients, there's nothing else.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't clients. There are crimes. But I'd have to look into what Maxwell is on. I know Epstein was brought in on prostitution.
Right.
Last time he was thrown in jail. As for trafficking or
let me cut to the chase. Are you okay then saying, hey, let's move on from this?
No.
Okay.
I can understand why some people may not be willing. Would you want to sit there in the jury box and have to watch these videos in order to have proof? Because you can't just accuse someone of saying, hey, I keep saying, so I won't get sued. They keep saying Bill Gates or Bill Clinton are involved in this. And they could possibly say, that's liable. You're slandering me. I'm going to sue. Well, you can't prove it because you can't bring it to the court of public opinion by presenting the evidence. That's part of that's the catch 22 in this whole situation.
Well, you can't run on all this stuff. You can't tease it up and then say, never mind.
Oh, I agree. That was a mistake. But it's a catch 22 where, it's ironclad. You have definitive proof. These people will definitely be, locked away with, and throw away the key. But you can't present it to people at the same time. That's why I think a lot of these guys are repeat offenders where, they got sucked in by Epstein. And it's like, hey, guess what? I got you, molesting a small child. I'm going to blackmail you with it. And it's like, well, good luck, releasing that. And, I'm going to keep coming in,
All right. All right.
I'm going to keep taking advantage of this.
All right, Earl, what's the answer on the side today?
I've been working too hard on trying to get these answers, so I'm just going to be lazy today, and I'm just going to say, who put the bump in the bump, shabam, shabam? Who put the ram in the ram, a lama, ding, dong? Who put the shoop in the shoop, the shoop, the shoop?
All righty, Earl. Thank you. Okay. We'll take that entrance. I like the drone slightly better. By the way, I never got to it, the guy. It may be more detail tomorrow. Was this really the worst thing with the check-in? Probably. And my resentment was, hey, we'll take one for the team, but I'm not going to take off my shoes if you are not profiling. You profile, and we have to do this to make us safer. Are we going to rank the taking off of the shoes then?
Apparently, TSA, no longer do you have to do this on flights. At least it seems to be ironclad now because they have better methods of dealing with this. Is this sort of like the mask in COVID? Is this sort of like any number of things in COVID that all along, this was not something that was really making us safer? What would make us safer is to do what the Israelis do. I've flown El Al, is profiling. Effective profiling, which still can be done. Can we at least say that? I'm glad they're taking it away when we go to Sicily and Calabria in October with listeners. There's another reason to go. You don't have to take off your shoes, at least as we understand. You know, that whole thing, you're holding this, you have your belt, you're trying to put your belt on, you're trying to compose yourself after getting through that, particularly if you go up through New York. All right, it is the lightning round next. That means 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, too good to check and see if this is fully true or not, but apparently Whoopi Goldberg today said hosting this show sometimes can feel like hell. Oh, my God. The damage these women have done for millions of dollars a year. And the reason was, apparently, they were discussing allegedly being on the Epstein list. The women from The View? What the heck?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, the conspiracy that's out there will not go. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go in the lightning round. Something you want to get to the bottom of. We've had some great ones. I like that Jersey drone one, Leslie. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. You know, Dom, we all know about the USS Indianapolis.
Right.
And all the parts of that story with the atomic bomb and the sharks in the water. But the captain, his name was Captain McVeigh, he was found guilty of... being negligent, and the thing was, like, was he? Because, like, he committed suicide over 20 years later, because the question was, should he have zigzagged or not? You know, and it tormented him all those years, because, you know, a Japanese sub got it. And it was just, I don't think we will ever know the truth about that story. Thanks.
Well, look, I agree with you. I mean, I give the guy credit there. We put Sully on trial. Remember the trial, Sully? For landing on the Hudson. The guy lands on the Hudson. We don't get ticker tape parades. We have these bureaucrats put him on trial, trying to say, yeah, well, you should have tried to get to the airport and die. That would have been better. Yeah, really. That is still in my top 10, the audacity of it. If we ever asked something that was audacious, but reasonable. Well, I don't know if it's reasonable.
Hey, I don't know if it's very reasonable.
Coming down Broadway, if I were on that plane, I'd be saying, oh my God, I hope my heart would say, I'm rooting this guy on. Yes, we're landing on the Hudson. My God. Joe and Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. In the 1960s, specifically 68, an American submarine by the name of Thresher was conducting maneuvers off the coast of New England. Something happened, and the submarine sank to the bottom of the ocean and became immobile. My unsolved mystery is the question, what caused the submarine to sink to the bottom, and was it ever salvaged by the U.S. Navy?
Thank you, Joe. Wow, people carry around, Henry, this was just sort of your idea, spin on this. They carry around a lot of things. This Epstein thing's not going to go away for a while. The ladies from The View were on the list, allegedly. Oh, my, Joy Behar, off to the island. Who in the world put that out there? Watch Trash Bags tomorrow, too, because of the missing minute that Pam Bondi talked about with Epstein. They were changing the trash bags. They look like different trash bags. Chef Dave in Oakland, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, go right ahead.
Mine is the mystery of Oak Island. Can we finally get to the bottom of it?
I'm not sure I know that
one. What's the mystery?
Yeah, what's the mystery?
Oh, well, it's a these kids in like 1799 found depressions and they started digging and they found like oak things and this thing floods itself and they found coconut husks in it. Basically, people think it's Blackbeard's treasure or the Knights Templar stuff. Something's hidden there, and they never can get to it because they've been digging for 230 years, and they haven't found nothing.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Henry, by the way, you're our sports desk.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't come up with any real get-to-the-bottom-of sports conspiracy or anything like that that's out there.
Yeah. Are there too many of those?
Yeah. Well, there are plenty of them. You know, the refs.
Heck, you could just do the CONCACAF Gold Cup final. That was a handball. Why? They rigged it. Are you ever to the bottom of that? No.
All right. So still a lot unsolved out there. We already have our thing tomorrow, too. I think it's a really good one. Andrew, what do you say? Who did you like? You were screening the calls.
I liked Amelia Earhart was good. That's a classic one. Right. That's going to be a mystery until the end of time. I'm a big history buff, too. So Drew's answer about the USS Indianapolis, that was really intriguing for me, too.
Henry, what did you like?
Yeah, I second Susan Chester Spring's answer of Amelia Earhart.
Good call, too.
I like Drew and Upper Darby's answer with the USS Indianapolis. Joe and Exton's answer of the U.S. submarine, the Thresher. And you know what? While it is a kind of a generic answer, the explanation was fantastic, and that's Robert and Ben Salem with the Titanic.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great call, too, from Robert. All right. So which one can we lean on here? Yeah, I like Robert and Ben Salem's.
The call
was really good, too. The people that were aboard the Titanic and the Federal Reserve. Yeah. Definitely. So tomorrow we're thinking about, well, really it was today, the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
That, I guess, you know, last minute, maybe few people really knew what they were going to say. We'll be looking for that premiere, that reveal, the public reveal of something. Be thinking about that. All right. I think Mike is in, Mike Opelka in for Rich today, right? I think so. That's why I saw something.
I would hope so. You're saying it. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. Or Rich coming up. He's the only show for 4 big hours. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Will Epstein be in the news tomorrow? Yeah, I think it will. All right? So we'll see. Rich, the only show next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.